Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2156, Managing Time Like Money by Tynan of Tynan.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday and welcome to the podcast where I simply read blogs to you for free covering personal growth and self-help topics like mindfulness, minimalism, self-care, and a lot more. If you like this show, I'd greatly appreciate you sharing it with someone, getting them to subscribe. It goes a really long way to keep all of this going, and it means a lot. It always makes my day to hear about people sharing it or see people sharing it online, so thank you for that. And now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Managing Time Like Money by Tynan of Tynan.com. I've really been thinking a lot about future versus present ever since reading The Time Paradox. Do you live every day like it's your last? Do you save everything for the future? Or do you find a happy medium? One of the conclusions that I've come to, which might be blatantly obvious to everyone but me, is that time management should be exactly like money management. It's the same problem. How do you use a finite resource throughout your whole life for maximum benefit? Thinking of time like money rules out the extreme ends of the spectrum. We all know what it looks like when someone spends every dollar they get as soon as it's dropped into their hands, and none of us envy that person, although some imitate him. Saving everything and never spending any money isn't that great of an idea either. What's the point of having money if it gets buried next to you? So the question then is where the balance is between now and the future. To answer, I think about how I manage my money. Here are some point-by-point analogies. Number one, I save most of my money. I don't have a set percentage, but a habit I've developed is to save money unless there's something that really deserves to be purchased. In terms of time, most of the things I do are geared towards the future. Number two, but I don't save all of it. I know that the money is going to be spent eventually, so I spend some of my money on things that make my life better now. Like everything, this is a habit. If I'm not in the habit of spending money on things to make my life better, will I really ever break that habit and enjoy the benefits of my money? The same goes for time. I know that I'm spending most of my time working towards the future, so I happily set aside time now for traveling, seeing friends, or just indulging random whims. Number three, I primarily spend my money and time on high quality things. I feel obligated to say primarily because while in Tokyo, I bought a pair of underwear just because the brand was Black Man Superstar. I don't spend money on big TVs or jewelry or first-class plane tickets. I value my money, so I spend it on things I value. My time is the same. I don't channel surf or go to many movies or argue with people because none of that is a good use of time by my standards. Number four, I spend money when there's a reason to, not when I have it. If you gave me $100,000 today, I wouldn't buy anything with it. There's nothing I need, and a windfall doesn't change that. The same goes for time. I'm on a 10-hour flight right now, which could easily be blown on movies and sleeping, but instead, I'm working. Going in the opposite direction is the same. If I want to go on a trip and I can afford to do it, both time and money-wise, I just go. No need for it to be a reward for anything. This seems like the obvious balance to me. Enjoy life to the fullest now because 50 years from now is just going to be another now. And if you aren't doing it today, you won't be doing it then. Habits only get stronger as time goes on, so if you deprive yourself now with the idea that it will all pay off someday, you might find that that day doesn't come in your lifetime. Happiness today begets happiness tomorrow. At the same time, realize that there's no point in enjoying now if it comes at the expense of later. Allocate your time and pleasure so that the next now is better than today's, but that both are great. Don't spend so much time on recreation that you have none left to spend later on. That's not any more sustainable than working all the time. Treat your time like it's valuable, because it is. There's time for investment in the future, and there's time for enjoying today, but there's no time for wasting. Make time for work even when your immediate happiness doesn't depend on it, and make time for pleasure even when you're busy. Combine productivity and play whenever you can. I sometimes forget that I work because I enjoy it so much. Don't commute if you can help it. If you can't help it, listen to audiobooks or language tapes. Push for every moment to be worth something. Don't worry, argue, fight, or plot revenge. These things make today worse, and usually tomorrow too. You just listened to the post titled "Managing Time Like Money" by Tynan of Tynan.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Tynan. The combination of productivity with play is a great point because with things like fitness, for example, for many of us, we do see the long-term value, but it's at the expense of having fun today because we can see exercise as something we're not particularly interested in doing or something that's not very fun. But if we're able to pair it with things we do enjoy, or the actual fitness itself is enjoyable, then we get the best of both worlds. An example might be listening to your favorite podcast while you exercise, kind of like you said about driving. Or maybe exercise is play for you. I have friends that love soccer and basketball, and playing once a week gets their heart rate up, it's exercise, and it's enjoyable at the same time. Even virtual reality nowadays can provide a high level of fitness. In VR, you'll be out in some random, beautiful location, and you have to squat down, lunge, and swing your arms around to hit things. Or even boxing in virtual reality, which adds an element of competitiveness and trying to beat the game. All these things are potential ideas of how to combine play and productivity, or play and something else that we want to do but struggle with. So hopefully there are some ideas that could work for you or at least get your wheels spinning. So with that, have a great start to your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.